Hello everyone, and welcome to this breathwork session for envisioning. Envisioning your future self, your future life, and all that is part of it. So in this introduction, I'm just going to tell you real quick about what type of breathwork we're going to do. And also a little bit around the theme. So this breathwork is really a, you know, secret manifestation tool, because what it does is it disconnects the thinking brain to the extent where it doesn't lead the whole story of our lives. So we can just connect our bodies through that breath, and it's wonderful to use that breathwork tool to release some stuck emotions, some frustration, some anger, whatever there is that is living now within you. Because all of these emotions are, in the end, often kind of blocking us in seeing where it is that we really want to go. Like, where do we see ourselves in 1 year? And I don't mean just where do we think ourselves, but where do we see ourselves? Where does our soul, or for some people it will be our higher self, other people will just call it our future self, where does that want to be in 1 year, in 3 years, in 7 years? So in this upcoming breathwork session, I will let you travel into the future 1 year from now. But I encourage you to do this session multiple times, and do it once looking into the future 1 year from now. Do it once looking into the future 3 years from now. Do it once, looking into the future 7 years from now. And in that way, you will, you know, have a wonderful, wonderful journaling session, you know, like a wonderful journaling preparation that sets you up for doing all the, you know, planning, goal setting, whatever you want to do that is more brain and mind based. It's perfect to do right after this breathwork. So I will now introduce real quick how to do the breathwork actually. So you will be lying down flat on the floor, on, you know, your bed, and I would highly recommend you to be in a space where you're not going to be disturbed, where you don't have to, you know, drive or anything like that. So really do it in a space that is quiet and peaceful for yourself. And I recommend you not to use any pillows underneath your head, so that your neck is nice and free. Have a pillow next to you, because we might do some sounds. And if you don't want to wake up your partner, or, you know, shock your neighbor, maybe just have that pillow there so you could make that sound into your pillow. And as you will lie down, you will breathe into different parts of your body. So the in-breath goes in two parts. It starts with a breath deep into your belly, travels up into your chest, upper chest, and then you breathe out. And it's all going to be through the mouth. And it's going to sound a little bit like this. So now that you know what to do, how to set yourself up, you can just move on to the next track and press play as you lie down, have maybe a nice blanket over you, and fully relax into that floor or bed that you will lie on.